Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Mike Neighbors, and I am with Bobby Asadari, and it is time for Just Ask Bob on Ask the Experts.
How are you today, Mike?
Fantastic. How are you?
Excellent. Even better today, I've brought a guest.
You've brought a guest.
Yes. So, I'd like to introduce Adrienne, assistant manager from Chapters in Ancaster. Thank you so much, Adrienne, for coming.
Thank you for having me on.
You guys hooked up because, Bob, you were there signing copies of your book.
Yes, correct.
And that went well? You
Fantastic.
Got to meet lots of people?
Meet lots of people. Also, people came in. They must have tuned into the radio show, obviously.
Sure.
Not just to buy a book, but to pick my brain, ask for advice, you know, talk to me about some renovation ideas that they've got going on. It's always a pleasure to do book signings.
And it's important that we make the point that if you're thinking of a good book to purchase, this book is not about how to do the renovation project. This book is how to find the right person to do your renovation
Essentially,
project.
To protect you and ensure you from ever having experience. And you don't want to experience this, a renovation gone wrong.
Yeah.
All your renovations will be safe. You'll be happy with the person you've hired. And it's got nothing to do with me. My limit ends at the book. It doesn't have to be me you hire. There's a lot of terrific contractors out there. Book will help you find the right one.
Right, and make sure you don't get caught up in any of the sort of the double talk that can go on when you're negotiating with a contractor. If you have any questions for Bob about renovating, about projects you're thinking of doing, projects you might be in the middle of and you're stuck, 905-645-3200, #820 on the Bell Mobility. This is Just Ask Bob. And Adrienne, since you are here, first of all, from the Ancaster chapter's location, you guys have a big section on home renovations and things of that nature, don't you?
We do have a pretty good home improvement department, yeah.
Yeah, and how does this book fit in with in that department?
It fits in really good because there's a lot of people I know personally myself doing renovations with my husband and having my dad help out that you want to be able to find people that you can trust in the industry
right.
and know that you're getting good people helping you
yeah.
and that they're going to help you along with it, especially people who are not really that savvy with home renovations
yeah.
and what you need to do and the costs and everything involved for it. With this book is like fantastic to let you know what you have to look out for and what you need to do and what your role in the relationship is with your contractor.
How does it work with regards to Bob and placing a book, a local author, with regard to your store?
What we do is we have you on consignment, which
right.
is typically it's a 30-day contract. Sometimes we can do one-day contracts for just a single event, or we can have it like with Bobby and Trevor's book that's been in the store for a couple of months. And what we do is we sign you up for a contract. We have you come in and do an event, a book signing, which ends up driving the sales of your book.
Sure.
And we do have a local author section in the store that features other authors that we have that are local in the area that we have on featured on consignment
Excellent.
As well.
And Bob, is it, this is a bit of a side thing for you. I mean, you're a renovator, but now you're a published author. That's got to be a pretty cool feeling.
Nobody's more surprised than me, and possibly I'm sure some of my teachers from high school. Again, I grew up, you know, very passionate about books. I mean, I always had my nose buried in books. I have not owned a computer until just about 5 years ago. I really believe books are the right way to do it. You know, my parents bought me a nice encyclopedia set, but never would I have imagined to grow up and write a book. I'm very proud of myself. I mean, I'm very, very pleased. The book just, I mean, it ties in. My whole life's been about helping people and being too chatty at times. But, I mean, it started as Just Ask Bob on the website. I help answer people's questions in Burlington Silver and Gold in my Just Ask Bob column. The radio show here, Just
right.
Ask Bob, again, answering questions. Finally led the Cable 14, doing home improvement segments / shows. So the book ties in with everything. It's
yeah.
all about answering questions in one concise, easy-to-read book. To help people.
It's so funny because there are so many people in your position who would think about writing a book about how to do some of the things you do.
Well, I wanted to be different. Exactly.
Yeah.
There's a lot of books out there, you know, some better than others about, you know, how to drywall, how to do it, you know, catering more to the DIY, do-it-yourselfer segment. I find from my own experience that there is a need to educate people to prevent them from having issues. I mean, I started my premiere show March 13th. Challenging, teasing, instigating against the City of Hamilton Building and Licensing Department to try to get them on here to confront a lot of issues of enforcement. 86-87% of license or of contractors, period, that'll come knock at your door do not have a valid trade license.
Yeah.
The market is overwhelmingly full of phony contractors. city's not helping to, enforce that law. So my second show, I brought in a counselor that would help. We brought in Counselor Sam Marula.
Yep.
And effectively, we have started to initiate change at that level for enforcement and for public education. So I thought, forget about a how-to book. How about instead? Well, I guess you could still call it a how-to
book.
Sure. A how-to on how to get it done right.
Yes. The book is called A Contractor You Can Bring Home to Mom, and it's been doing well at your store, Adrian?
It has been. Your event went really well.
Thank you.
I think it
had a lot of fun. It was about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it went really good, and we have you again in the store on Saturday, February 20th. Oh, you're going to be in from 12 to 3. It's really going to be a good time. And what's also kind of exciting that kind of plays up with kind of the contracting thing is currently our store is under a kids' renovation.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting a new kids section, and so it kind of relates to that.
Is
too.
Bob doing the renovation for you?
He isn't.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm a little busy, but next time, sure.
If you have any problems with the renovations, call Bob.
Yeah, I will.
Okay,
we will
good.
Definitely
All
do
right.
that. It's going to be really kind of exciting for us, and it's going to be we're kind of have like a bit of a soft opening just before March break, but
mm-hmm.
our grand opening is going to be Saturday, April 17th. Which is going to be kind of exciting for
us. And as Bob said, he talked about growing up with books, but that's really what you're trying to do is encourage more parents to get their kids involved in books, interactive books, things like that.
Definitely, and our kids section is going to play to that. It's going to have a lot of room for a lot of interaction, be able to have some really amazing events happening in our section, as well as bringing in some innovative kids product, toys and books as well.
Excellent. Bob, let's get we'll veer off here a little bit. And if anybody does have a renovating question, we have some renovating issues that we want to attend to on the program today. If you have a question, 905-645-3200 or #820. Those are the numbers you can call to just ask Bob. You were talking about some segments you were doing for Cable 14. You had a run. And they were very successful. You're getting ready to put them on your website.
And
people will be able to go and see those if they can't get Cable 14. But you've got a new run coming up, and including a show you're really excited about.
Yes,
which is about security, and not something we always think about a renovator or a home contractor, but the security of your home. How
security literally does start at your front door. But on that topic, I just want to throw out a few thank yous. Very important, a thank you to Mrs. Linda Rourke and all the great staff of Cable 14 Hamilton's Life. We just finished filming last week for my latest four episodes, one of which drywall, plaster wall repairs. Episode number two there was painting. Again, a very important painting with the product we talked about on the last show with mm-hmm. a green paint that has zero VOCs. That's zero volatile organic compounds. The third episode we shot was literally how to save money by clearing your own clogged drains. So I had an auger on the show. I was clearing out the clogged drain in the customer's home and really trying to get the focus into the do-it-yourselfer segment. That ring at the doorbell is going to ding you at least $150 to have the plumber show up.
Yeah.
So you see, again, it's not about me.
Right.
I can charge to come down and do it. But I'm much happier if people start commenting on the show, Cable 14, or even the radio, that by watching me educate you on unclogging the sink, that you're going to do it yourself.
Yeah.
But the one I'm the most excited about out of all 8 made-for-TV episodes that we've shot is the security starts at your home's front door. That episode was absolutely phenomenal. Too many issues at the front door. One is with visibility. All across the country, the tiny little half-inch peeper, it'll kill your eye just looking through that
thing. Sure.
I have a peeper that's 4 inches. Nobody can see in. You can be up to 15 feet away from your front door. You can see clear as a bell to the house across the street.
Wow.
Absolutely easily. No batteries, no electronics. This is just all about how the glass is beveled. High-quality unit. The other item is the chain. You see it in movies. Hundreds of thousands of homes have it. Somebody knocks at your door, either because you're squinting and you can't quite make them out through the peeper, or you have no window to look through. You open the door a couple of inches to see who's there. Now, what's the crook going to do? You've just given him momentum.
Yeah.
He can pull the door back those few inches, give it a shoulder, just like I did on the episode.
Yeah.
I simulated a home invasion / break-in. I set up a studio in my shop. I busted through the door. We did so many variations of the skit. Phenomenal editing. I must thank, and actually I just considered him a staff there, but the editing and the creation of the segment, all of the effort goes to Mark Vetusta. Vetusta, hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, photographer, editor for Hamilton Cable 14 Hamilton Life.
Was that your first door breaking into, Bob?
Yes.
Okay, good.
That was honestly the first and the only.
As far as that goes, because instead of the chain, they have the...
The door guard. I'm sorry, I didn't mean the door guard is amazing. I very clearly illustrated it.
Right.
The science behind the door guard is German. I've got to give them a plug. Okay. They are the designers. The product is phenomenal. You can use 3-inch screws to mount it. It's just simply the way it locks itself in.
Yeah.
You cannot break that.
Right.
You'll have better luck ripping out a couple of brick and trying to get in through the sidewall.
Right.
You cannot get in the home with that. Now, again, for these episodes, it is cable 14. So if a lot of people have satellite, obviously the feedback I'm getting is with satellite, they can only get local channel 12.
Right.
But no worries at all. Hamilton Life, cable 14, has a beautiful YouTube page, dedicated their own YouTube page, and they also have a page on Facebook.
Okay.
Now, they will be getting the episodes up. So, again, for those of you that have missed it, you will be able to source it out on Cable 14's YouTube or Facebook. You know, I'll be sending out a media release for that. I'll be sending out an email to everybody.
And you're also will be posting them on your
website,
www.rrinc.ca. www.rrinc.ca. And that was the place where we followed up. And for people who were listening to Just Ask Bob a couple of weeks ago, had some great calls. And we got a call from one gentleman who was in the process of having a new home built, and he was running into some problems, and we tried to answer a couple of them here on the air, but then you followed up with three or four emails back and forth, and you've helped this guy out.
I'd like to dub his question, what am I going to dub it as when I showcase it on the website? Running into the builder's brick wall.
Ah, very good. See?
I've helped him out the best that I can, but again, that is going to be an ongoing process. I've asked the gentleman, you know, after he speaks with his lawyer, after he tries to knock the builder's brick wall down and get some straight answers, you know, get back to me via email, and I want to follow his case right through to the end and share what happened. Share that experience with all our listeners here, because I'm sure they're going to be buying homes at some point, and regardless of the timeline with the HST, these brick walls builders put up, and I don't mean the ones on the homes. I mean the ones they put up between themselves and their customers.
Yes.
Are always going to be addressed properly.
And you can always follow up, whether you have a question for us on air here or you want to follow up with Bob after, rrinc.ca. You can go to his website.
Or the phone number as well. If anybody, for some reason, they don't have internet or whatnot, you can reach me anytime. 289-649-0196. That's our direct office number.
Just Ask Bob. We're going to take a quick break and come back with a couple of questions about home renovations. A couple of ideas for you from Just Ask Bob when we return. It's Ask the Experts. Talk 820 times, 1244. Welcome back. It is Ask the Experts, Just Ask Bob, every second Thursday right here at Talk 820. Bobby Asadurian, rrinc.ca is the website. You can also catch him February 20th. He'll be at the Ancaster Chapters. Adrian Inglis, our guest in the studio here, the assistant manager at the store. And Adrian, I just wanted to ask you just quickly a sort of a personal aside, but how much trouble did Bob cause you guys when he was there last time? Because, you know, he's a very hyper-energetic fella. Was there a problem? Did he knock people over or anything like that?
There was no problem
there
at all.
There was no problem at all? Good, good. Okay.
It was a blast.
It was a lot of fun, and people came out and asked you questions, and that's what we're here for. If you have a question for Bob, 905-645-3200, pound 820 on the Bell Mobility. Here's an important issue particular to Hamilton. And that is spring, not far off. We're actually at the halfway point of winter today.
Correct.
We know that in another 4 weeks, it's going to be March. Water's going to start flowing. And we know we've had problems before with sewer backups in people's homes. The city's trying to help people, but they can get themselves into a little bit of trouble or not get the right piece of equipment that's going to get them money back from the city if they make a mistake. Can you clarify this a little bit?
Yeah, let me throw you a punchline first. I firmly believe that when politics get involved with home improvements, you have a mess.
It's going to be a problem.
No, there's going to be a problem. There's a situation right now. I mean, call it politics, call it legalities. I don't know what it is, but there are markets right now. There are products right now, sewer backflow preventer valves that are in stock. I won't mention any names at some of the popular local big box stores.
Yep.
These products are not authorized by the city of Hamilton. They're not even authorized by the building code.
Right.
And they're selling like hotcakes.
Okay.
Why are they selling like hotcakes? Because they're a fraction of the cost of the one that is approved.
Right.
And maybe some of these homeowners have a few skills. They'll either bust up their concrete, dig a little bit, and try to install it in the sewer as it enters the home. Or they found so-called plumbing sewer / contractor that doesn't have a lot of self-respect for himself that will come in for a small fee and install this. This will not prevent a sewer backup. Your insurance company won't lower your premium for using it, and you will not get back up to the $2,000 eligible money you can get back from the city. I tell you, it's a nightmare.
You have to use the city-approved one in order to get your money back from the city.
Correct. Now, I'm in the process right now, a week and a half ago. I booked a very large basement remodel. Very, very nice lady. There's a problem, though. She experienced. She's one of the homeowners that experienced the major sewer backup last year. She did not have sewer backup protection, the endorsement, the rider. And I personally told her, and again, here's my shout-out to the insurance companies. Again, what applies to me as a contractor, you know, restraints or principles, good operating conduct, applies to you, the insurance broker. And I hope you're listening. If you're selling insurance to a homeowner, you're a broker. You're there to help the homeowner. Yeah. The homeowner, and in this case, funny enough, she does work at a bank. So they know what they're doing. They make change. They're good at mortgages or whatnot. When they're sitting down with you, educate them. Tell them it's $35 a year for sewer backup endorsement coverage.
Right.
You want it, you don't, or if you don't, initial here because we've explained it to you. They don't do that to brokers. Yeah. Very, very few do. In this case, they didn't do it with her. Lady's been paying insurance for over 22 years. What did she get for her trouble?
Yeah.
Nothing. She's got a ruined basement. She's got to pay for it now between herself and me.
Yeah.
No coverage. So in her particular case, I made it very, very clear to her, just to the point of losing the job, I insisted that she has me install a sewer backflow preventing valve. Now, again, we talked about subcontracting. I've got a whole section of that in the book.
Right.
I don't pretend to be a licensed sewer contractor. My license is general building repair, but at the end of the day, it's the team effort. I have a sewer specialist. He was there yesterday. He analyzed the job. He does agree the model that I've chosen. It's approved by the city of Hamilton. I personally went to the offices at Wentworth Street and picked up the application forms for her. I will help her fill out the application form, staple my contractor's invoice paperwork to it, and she's eligible to receive up to $2,000 from the city of Hamilton towards what the cost is to install this product.
Okay.
Do I go nuts for my homeowners or what?
Well, that's the whole thing. Listening to your stories.
It's mind-boggling.
Well, listening to your stories and listening to the descriptions that you give, and I've been able to do this with you now for a few episodes, and I find the whole thing kind of fascinating. Is it really at the end of the day, Bob, though, just come down to money? I mean, is it just come down to guy not wanting, he wants to undercut, he wants to not go through the process of filling out the paperwork? I mean, is that what it comes down to with the contractors out there who are frankly shy?
You've hit the nail on the head. But not only, I mean, let's broaden this just for a moment without doing a whole show on it. Whether it's war, whether it's construction, whether it's food, whether it's employment issues, every issue, every problem in this world can come back to money.
Right.
Money's the root of all evil.
Yeah.
I mean, the big box store, why are they selling the illegal ones?
Yeah.
Money. Why is the city letting them do it? And I hope the city's listening because you can easily find out. Take a visit to these. Look at all the tax dollars we're spending. And again, a shout out to, as I did nearly a year ago, why doesn't a representative from the Building and Licensing Department, the city of Hamilton, get in their car that we're paying for, go to a few couple of these big box stores, pull these damn things off the shelves. They're illegal for the city of Hamilton.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not buying it in Hamilton, installing it in some third world country where there's no code.
Yeah.
It's being sold here. It's being installed here. The contractor, why is he accepting the money to install the unauthorized illegal component?
Yeah.
Money. The root of all evil.
All right. That's what we're all about here with Just Ask Bob. We're trying to get to the bottom of it, get you an honest contractor who will do an honest day's work. And in the end, I mean, we know any product that you've ever bought in your life, if you don't buy quality, you don't get quality.
Exactly. And buyer beware, when the day's said and done, nobody cares more about you than you should care about yourself. Do your research. Do your due diligence.
Okay, Bob, we only have a couple minutes left, and I have a personal problem.
Please, please.
I will
do my best.
Well, here, you know, it's just an interesting thing, the situation that's come up in my house. And I have one of those, I have a vent in the upstairs of the house. And there's a fan in the hallway that adjoins all the bedrooms and the bathroom.
Okay.
There's a fan there and the vent that rises up to the roof. And this is the second time this has happened. Every once in a while, I get drips of water coming down through that fan.
Do you have one in the bathroom as well?
Yes.
Okay. Your builder was thinking smart. That's actually very nice. It's very, very rare to see an exhaust fan in a bathroom, which is a good thing. But the rare part is to see one in the hallway also, which adjoins that tunnel area.
Yeah.
Now, I came across that a few times, and what's happening is high winds are blowing the rain in.
Okay.
Or there's a possibility that you're having condensation because the venting isn't insulated. Now, if you picture the air inside your home is 20 degrees Celsius or whatnot, depending.
Right.
It's supposed to be warm in the winter.
Yeah, about 24 in my place. I live with three women.
Pop your attic hatch open. go into the attic on a cold, cold day. It should be freezing in there. Right. Make sure it's freezing. Right. If it's not freezing, you've got other problems.
Okay.
Find the ductwork that leads from that ceiling in the hallway to the roof line. If that ductwork is not very, very well insulated, then what's happening is you're having air being sucked in from the hallway that's, you know, 20, 24 degrees Celsius or hotter. As it gets in the attic, there's not insulation on the ducting. So the cold air in the attic, which is, let's say, 15, 20 below zero.
Right.
Cold meets hot, you get a rainstorm.
Okay.
The rainstorm ends up coming inside.
Now, the only other thing is we never use that fan. We literally never turn it on. Should I be running that fan?
Yes, you should be running it.
All the time?
No, not all the time. I would run that more or less in combination. For the first 2 years the home was built, it should be run all the time.
Okay.
That's when it's really needed for. But if you're taking a long, steamy, hot shower or whatnot, a lot of moisture up there, have the bathroom one on and the hallway on.
Okay.
20 minutes, I tell people, are easy. $10 timer. Put it on a timer. Moisture kills.
That's what, you know what, last time you were on, we talked about that. I mean, you blew me away with the whole thing. I finished the shower. I'm supposed to leave the fan on for 20 minutes.
Not only
minutes.
While you're having the shower, but after the shower for 20 minutes.
I mean, everybody turns it off when they leave.
I know.
You got to leave it on for 20 minutes because otherwise you'll get moisture, you get mold,
your paint will last longer. Your paint will be easier to wash for many, many more years.
Yeah.
Everything stays nice without moisture. Moisture will ruin the house.
Always great catching up with you. Just ask Bob. Two Thursdays from now, he'll be back. Look for him on Cable 14. He will be have some new segments coming up in February there. Look for him at the Chapters in Ancaster February the 20th, where he'll be there signing his book and answering your questions. And he'll be hanging out with Adrian Inglis, the assistant manager from the Chapters in Ancaster. Thanks for joining us today.
Appreciate you coming in.
All right, Bob, any other shout-outs? You always got some. You got one more you want to throw out there?
Thank you, Hamilton, and watch me on Cable 14 the whole month of February.
RRinc.ca to follow up with Bob on anything we've talked about today. Any questions you have, you can get in touch with him there. Or the phone number, Bob?
289-649-0196. Call us, email us. I am here for you, Hamilton.
This has been Ask the Experts with Just Ask Bob. Coming up next, the Dave Shuttleworth Show. You are off. You have found Talk 820. Talk 820 times 1258.